Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just bow your heads in prayer, we shall now pray for the governor. Oh, Lord, let the governor have a 17-car accident with a gasoline truck that's been hit by a match wagon over the Grand Canyon. And if that's not bad enough for the governor, let the avalanche that's taking him to the hospital with four flat tires. Let the motor crack, let the block bust, let the windshield crack, let the driver have a stroke and a hemorrhage and run into a brick wall, oh Lord, that's housing nuclear warheads and TNT, Lord. And if that's not bad enough for the governor, when he get to the hospital, let the doctor be a junkie with a gorilla on his back and a orangutan in his room. And let the hospital catch on fire. And let the hospital ceiling cave in on the operating table. And let the doctor have a rusty scalpel in his hand. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. If that's not bad enough for the governor, Lord have mercy. Let him be stranded in the Sahara Desert. 10,000 miles of dry sand, eyeballs bulging, tongue trolling, lips cracked, crawling on his hands and knees. And let him come up on a cool running fruit stand, a frosted fruit juice in that hot desert. And let them have a black widow back there, Lord, like they always have. And if that's not bad enough for the governor, Lord have mercy. Let lightning strike him in the heart 38 times. Let muddy water run in his grave. And let possums, 14 of them, suffering from hydrophobia, eat through the casket looking for some new meat and make him so ugly. Until he will resemble a gorilla, Lord, sucking hot Chinese mustard, lying across a railroad track with freight trains, 22 of them running across his kneecaps. And if that's not bad enough for the governor, Lord, suffer, make him live in agony. When he wake up tomorrow morning, oh Lord, let him have nappy hair and be black like me.
Thank you, thank you. As it is spring, I shall sing when it's springtime in the Rockies. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice. For the boys at Mount Alto Hospital, music master Eddie Pipps plays Springtime in the Rockies. Eh? When it's rock time in the springies, when it's spring rock in the timies, when it's time sprock in the rickies, I'll do time for serving Mickey's. Maybe I better start again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming black and blue. I'll be coming back with goo, scotch tape, a tapeworm, a worm. Did you hear about the centipede with a wooden leg? Here's how a centipede with a wooden leg goes. 99 thump, 99 thump, 99 thump. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Sweet little heart, heart a little sweet, little strong heart. No, strong heart, no. That's a pig, or a dog. No, it's a pig. We got a pig at our house named Eversharp. That's his pen name. He writes an invisible oink. But his father's an awful bore. Little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bony eyes crossed in two. With your bony eyes so blue. Not bony eyes, no. With your eyeny bones, bones. Them bones, them bones, them bones, don't bones, don't five bones, down the foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the hip bone connected to the trombone and the trombone connected to the wishbone. Them bones that kept walking and talking with other men. What was the name of them bones? Was it Chloe, Dawn, Tina, Francis, Lynette, Soren, Wayne, Wiki, Linda, Jake, Buck, Gentry? This is driving me sane. Wrong act. Once again I say I love you, as the birds sing all the day when it's spring. I once wrote a song about spring. It was called I'll Meet You in the Spring If I Can Get Through the Mattress. Not dumb. When it's springtime in the Rockies, way afar, far away, afar, it's the hay, they're away, that sounds like a horse race. A horse race! And there they go, around the turn. It's Lady Evelyn first, hastening Hackett is close, Daniel Dare doing great, and Banana Peel is slipping out in front. Banana Peel is slipping out in front! The Rockies far away!
Everybody scream, everybody run, when Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl, everybody hoot, when Frankenstein is dancing, it's good, sehr gut. Do the Frankensteiner polka, that's the dance they do, beside the river Rhine. Do the Frankenstein of polka oil, stuff you in a bowl of sauerkraut, it's gemütlich. Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular jump pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half.
Crunch!
Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right in two. Look what he did to the side of the building. He swung out his partner and she went right through. He made everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop. But he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankenstein of polka,
so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Now I'm from the farm, a country boy. When I was young, the song I sung was sung in the barn on the farm. Sung in the barn on the farm in the morn, sung in the morn since the day I was born. Here's a song that I sang in the barn, sang in the barn when I was young on the farm. Good morning, cow. Hi-ho, pig. Milk the cow into the pail. Fix the barn with a hammer and a nail. And so it goes all day long. Pleasant work, happy song, busy man all day long. And then one day, a friend drove by. He'd moved to town a while ago, and he came to tell me I should go. The town's got everything, he said. I knew something about it from the books I'd read. The town has this, the town has that. Before he left, I had my hat, and off I went to see the city, where the jobs are easy, the girls are pretty. From a distance, the town looked pretty, but after we got into the city, the traffic, I thought, was very loud. People in stores were a noisy crowd. Cash registers, pneumatic hammers. A billboard hit me in the eye. Vacation, it screamed. Why not try a quiet trip to the countryside? Fly so-and-so's airline for the ride. There's a new idea, I said to my friend. It's the thing to do. It's the latest trend. We hopped in a car, and we took off. Back to the farm, where life is soft. Now here we sit, on our mechanized farm, with our cultivator tractor and our automatic barn. The electric milker and the regulated cow. The thermostatic heater for the incubator sow. The day is here of mechanized sound. I'm packing my bag, going back to town.
Ha 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 Cash.
Down in the cellar we first saw this feller with manner peculiar and weird. We'll never forget the first time we met the beard. He played on a cello, a tune that was mellow. He saw us and then disappeared. He went up in space, there wasn't a trace, the beard. Everyone we told created some disorder. Many fainted, others headed for the border. From beneath the rock a voice said, there's one man to see. Find him and he'll tell you who the beard can be. So we looked in a fountain and over a mountain till deep in the cave he appeared. You know who we found, 10 feet off the ground, the beard. We'll never forget the first time we met the beard. He went up in space, there wasn't a trace, the beard. Everyone we told created some disorder. Many fainted, others headed for the border. From beneath the rug a voice said, there's one man to see. Find him and he'll tell you who the beard can be. So we look in the fountain and over a mountain till deep in the cave he appeared. You know who we found, 10 feet off the ground, the beard. You know who we found, 10 feet off the ground, the beard. The beard!
I'm going wild!
She thinks it's
bar to kiss and run like you're her latest fad. I'm feeling great, then she breaks our day. I never felt so bad. Try as I might, I can't find the girl as right as Carol. I never sleep at night when I have a fight with Carol. She's the club that fits, the song that hits. My whole world would be fine if Carol could, if Carol should, if Carol would be mine. Try as I might, I can't find a girl as right as Carol. I never sleep at night when I have a fight with Carol. She's the club that fits, the song that hits. My whole world would be fine if Carol could, if Carol should, if Carol would be
When I parked my car down this really dark, secluded street. And there we were. She couldn't see me and I couldn't see her. But we were having fun. And then it happened. And she come at me with a big fat left sock right in my left nose. I mean my nose. And it hurt. And I was bleeding all over the place. And then it happened. And well, anyway, she told me that that we'd have to break up for a while. And I said no. And she said yes. And I said no. And she said yes. And she said no, and I said yes, and she said okay, if that's the way you want it, and she left. She left me flat. She didn't even say goodbye. She just run out on me. But I'll show her. When she run out, you think you got the best of me? No, I'll show her you didn't get the best of me. You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. but we had such good times together. Why I remember the time when I went and watched her play football. She made such a perfect touchdown. She broke four guys' legs doing it, but we won the game. I remember. I can't forget the time when we were really romantic. And she told me that she was so happy that she could hang me from a tree. And she did. Oh, come on, honey. Oh, come on back to me, baby. I need you so much, honey. Oh, come on, honey. It ain't fair. He can't take you away from me. I got you first. Oh, come on, baby. Just ain't constitutional now. Oh, come on, baby. I got my rights.
But I never heard anything.
Me, mama, mama, no, 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 wa, wa, wa. Me, mama, mama, no, 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 wa, wa, wa. Shut up!
And kiss me, baby.
I went to see my baby just the other night. Kissed her on the cheek with a great big smack. And then she started that yakety-yak. She says, me, mama, mama, no, 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 wa, wa, wa. Shut up!
And kiss me, baby.
And then the record started. We began to dance. She began to talk like a jumping jack. I just can't stand that yakety yak. She says, me, mama, mama, no, 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 wah, 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 shut up.
And kiss me, baby.
That girl can drive you crazy just to hear her mouth. She can really talk like a clickety clack. Won't do nothing but a yakety yak. She says, me, mama, mama, no, 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 wah, 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 shut up.
And kiss me, baby.
You think she'd do something besides all that talking? I mean, even if it was just a little bit of walking. Do you know Marty, he's gone with Betty? Now she got me doing it.
Me, mama, mama, no, 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 wah, 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 shut up.
And kiss me, baby.
I said goodnight and left her, mad as I could be. Wish I could cover her head with a sack and make her stop that yakety yak. She says, me, mama, mama, no, 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 wah, 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 shut up.
And kiss me, baby.
Oh, shut up!
My daughter and I are TV fans, but she has a difficult problem. One night I came home, and here's what I heard her say. I'm in a stew, but what to do?
I love them all the best. I can't decide if it's the Beatles, Elvis, or Rick. It's sure a thing, but when they sing, they're way above the rest. I can't decide if it's the Beatles, Elvis, or Rick. Each night the Beatles march through my dreams, then Elvis comes along. Soon it's Rick and I'm way out, man, I'm almost gone. Don't bother me, oh, can't you see, I'm really in a mess. I can't decide if it's the Beatles, Elvis, or Rick. March through my dreams, then Elvis comes along. Soon it's Rick, and I'm way out. Man, I'm almost gone. Don't bother me, or can't you see? I'm really in a mess. I can't decide if it's the Beatles. I can't decide if it's Elvis. I can't decide if it's Ricky. I can't decide. Oh.
Again, down that road again. Never thought I'd be back on Heartbreak Boulevard. My unlucky day, she has gone away. I didn't say goodbye, just left with another guy, and I'm on Heartbreak Boulevard. Don't try to make me smile, I don't wanna hear your jokes. Just wanna walk a while and stay away from happy folks. I'm on my way, back where skies are gray, going back to stay on Heartbreak Boulevard. On Heartbreak Boulevard. On Heartbreak Boulevard.
The night and the waves roll high, bravely the ship doth ride. Hark, while the lighthouse bell's solemn cry rings o'er the sullen tide. There on the deck see two lovers stand, heart to heart beating and hand in hand. Though death be near, she knows no fear, while at her side is the one ever dear. Loudly the bell in the old tower rings, bidding us list to the warning it brings. Sailor, take care, sailor, take care, danger is near thee, beware, beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware.
Here come the judge. This is KBC here with you, talking into your ear directly. And this is the Bit Slap. We have number 56 in a seemingly inexhaustible supply of grab bag shows. This week it features some of the stuff that got left behind in the last couple of weeks. But mostly it's just stuff that just bumped into me while I was trying to get out of its way. We started with Ray Scott, and that was called The Prayer. Send that out to our two lame duck governors, Chris Christie, who is kind of now gone. And then there's Paula Page up here in Maine. He'll be gone soon, but not soon enough. Be that as it may, we also heard from Spike Jones and the City Slickers from the old days, and an incredibly disturbed vocal from Doodles Weaver there. That was Springtime in the Rockies. I know a lot about Spike and Doodles, but I never heard that one. I also never heard the Frankensteiner Polka from Eddie Lawrence from 1959. That was kind of interesting, I think, don't you? Or not? After that, I bet that sounded like Kermit the Frog to you, and that's because it was Kermit the Frog. That was called Countryside. It was Jim Henson, an early single before the Muppets became a thing, from 1960. After that, Gino and the Grouch, nothing to know about him. Move along. We heard from Philippe Catherine, and that was called Moustache. And then the Four Beards and Sid Feller's music, that was The Beard. And it took me about a day or so to realize Mustache and Beard were on the same playlist so that I could put them together. Pretty clever, huh? Going Wild was Carole King. After that, a very young Carole King. And then Jerry Goffin, her husband, from 1959. That was called Carol. I wonder who that one was for. Then we heard a mashup of Smells Like Teen Spirit and Long Train Runnin' from G3RST called Smells Like Runnin'. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry from Tommy Cena. The Marquis after that from 1958, that was Yakety Yak. And then Rod Keith, Rod Rogers, whoever you want to call him, from 1964, I can't decide. And then we heard two from, there's controversy here. Who is who here? We heard from Sheldon Allman up top there with Heartbreak Boulevard. And then Thurl Ravenscroft, Asleep in the Deep. And there's controversy there because a lot of people think that Sheldon Allman was doing stuff for Thurl Ravenscroft and vice versa. I'm not buying it, but I'm just presenting it to you thusly. There'll be two more in the next set and see if you can tell who's who. And I'll come back and spoil it for you. All right, here we go.
This is Planet Earth. planet Earth. Prepare for takeoff. It wasn't worth it. Prepare for takeoff. It wasn't worth it. Prepare for takeoff. It wasn't worth it. Prepare for takeoff. It wasn't worth it.
Prepare for takeoff. It wasn't worth it. Prepare for takeoff.
A spokesman for the Bureau of UFOs discounted the reported sightings. At this time, however, reports of the sightings are coming in from every segment of the community. The so-called spaceships were reported to have hovered approximately 200 feet above the Earth's surface for several minutes before disappearing. In a moment, sports and weather.
When up to me came a flying saucer with people from another world, and I hollered, "Save me,
save
me, oh, save me,
save me,
oh, save me, yeah, save me from the people from another world." Well, my heart started beating as fast as it could be. From my head to my feet, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. When a monster said,
"Which led to that new?"
I hollered, "Save me,
save me,
oh, save me,
save me,
oh, save me, oh, save me from the people from another world." Well, I shot down a corner, but my well said, fell on my knees to say my prayer. So Richard jumped up and began to scream.
The monster said he gave you the wind to scream.
I hollered, "Save me,
save
me, oh, save me,
save me,
oh, save me, yeah, save me from the people from another world."
We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. A report has just come in that seems to indicate that the spaceships are real. We switch you now to our roving reporter, Alan Freed, downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
This is Alan Freed, downtown, folks. There's a big crowd here. Tell me, sir, what would you do if you actually saw a spaceman?
Duck back in the alley!
And you, sir, what would you do?
Just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel.
Thank you, sir. The police are thinning out the crowd here, folks, and we can see that the spaceship has actually landed. For an on-the-spot report, we switch you to Al Jazbo Collins.
Yes, friends, here we are. And the police are trying to open the door of the strange craft. Wait, there seems to be a voice coming from inside.
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
Yes, the door is opening. Yes, there's a little green man coming out. He's going to speak.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
The activity here, ladies and gentlemen, really has me excited.
Here I go, really.
I've also got a bad case of hiccups. And now here's Alan Freed on the other side of the crowd.
Thank you, Jazbo. Let's see if I can get through this crowd up to the spaceman to ask him a question. Here we are. Spaceman, have you come to conquer the world?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Seems to speak English, too. Mr. Spaceman, we Earth people want to be friendly. Is there anything we can do for you?
You can do anything, but stay off of my blue suede shoes.
Well, thank you, Spaceman, and thank you, Alan Freed. Evidently, this visit was only exploratory, folks, because the Spaceman is going back into his ship. Yes, there he goes, and I believe he has one last word for us.
See you later, alligator.
The ship is taking off, ladies and gentlemen. And there goes the spaceman.
Question is, what is a ballpoint square?
Now let's see. When we think, that must be a big thing.
Hey, baby, that's the link. Now for fun, here's another one. What is an angry house? Two-word loop. What would you call a modern group?
Hey, I got it. I bet a modern group is a jet set.
X, Y, Z. Now listen to me for a little more favorite poetry. Lend a good ear and listen here. Ooh, ah, ooh. All right now, what is an airplane bell? Address, holder,
Sandman.
Police alarm, lukewarm institution, rise, DJ,
can never put me down, even though he's been around. 'Cause when I was out walking late last night, I looked up and saw a most astonishing sight.
I'm the fellas from all towards.
And that's no jive, it was live. I said to it, what's happening, man? Like, where's your body, your feet, and your hands? It said to me,
don't throw a fit, but where I come from, this is it. Just a fit from
That cat was cool, like a ghoul. I said to him, do you know what you're missing? You can't get hugging along with your kissing. Just a face, that can't be too hot. When you hold your baby close, you hold her close to what? And you can't wear a boat neck sweater or dirty tennis sneakers, man. There's nothing better. And when everyone is dancing and the music really goes, what can you do? Wiggle your nose.
I'm a fan from Hawaii to Australia. Yes, I am here, but you make me play. So I'll get a body. I'll take the one you got.
I felt kind of funny, and when I looked down, sure enough, there was nothing from my chin to the ground.
Now I'm the Bay Area from Hawaii to Spain, and I'm looking for a body like yours.
The floor. I heard some heavy breathing inside my icebox door.
And I think there's something sleeping in my refrigerator. I know I ought to take a look, but I think I'll wait till later.
Don't wake it. I walk across the kitchen. And I really got upright when I opened up my eyes. Box door, something says, turn out that light.
And I think there's something sleeping in my refrigerator. I know I ought to take a look, but I think I'll wait till later.
As I walk across my kitchen floor, I wonder, had some strange chemical reaction taking place as I slept. What kind of a dream, slimy creature, was waiting there for me behind my refrigerator door?
I think there's something sleeping in my refrigerator. I know I ought to take a look, but I think I'll wait till later.
A coward, I guess I ought to take a look. Now I wish I never had come back from that crazy trip I took.
'Cause I think there's something sleeping in my refrigerator. I know I ought to take a look, but I think I'll wait till later. I think there's something sleeping.
Have you ever noticed if you look close enough in your coffee cup or on a fresh cream puff with a slice of bread or the onion rings or anything else that the waitress brings, you see little black things? Tablecloth or a clean white shirt, you'll see them, and mind you, they're not dirt, and they don't have legs or eyes or wings, and they don't have teeth, and they don't have stings. They're just little black things. They're on the table, they're on the chair, wherever you look, they're everywhere. They're on the ceiling, the floor, the wall, and I don't know what they are, so I call them little black things. Now I'm a man who's never showed fright or run from any kind of a fight. But I was as scared as I could be when I caught one of them looking back at me. One of them little black things. They come from outer space, and they mean to take over this here place. They come in spaceships shaped like rings. Soon there won't be any more human beings, just little black things.
Now she's out to get my name. I ain't afraid of being lonely. Alone I like to be, but it's too late because that wildcat has put her brand on me.
Rockaway rock.
How long will she blow?
To the Rockaway rock.
Oh, the corn starts a crackin' and the crawdads are backin' and the fishes started jumpin' with the rockin' and rollin' to the Rockaway rock. We're gonna rock, we're rockin' that boat. We're gonna rock, we're rockin' that boat. We're gonna rock, we're rockin' and rollin' to the Rockaway
Rockaway rock.
How long will she float?
To the Rockaway rock.
Oh, the town starts awaken to the jumping and the shaking, and all the country starts a rocking and rolling to the Rockaway rock.
maybe for a little old day. She said, pick me up about a quarter past eight. I jumped in my flivver and I scooted on down. Almost flipped my wig.
She wore skin tight, pinstripe, purple platypus's pinstripe, skin tight, purple platypus's skin tight, pinstripe, purple platypus's built like a fiddle with a wiggle in the middle and a skin tight pinstripe, purple platypus's pinstripe, skin tight, purple platypus's skin tight, pinstripe, purple platypus's.
Oh, what a sight to see! Hey, hey. I said, I'm gonna take you to a high-class ball. You're not dressed up for that at all. She said, don't worry about the way I'm fixed. We just went on anyway.
In a skin-tight pinstripe, purple platypus's pinstripe, skin-tight, purple platypus's skin-tight pinstripe, purple platypus's built like a fiddle with a wiggle in the middle and a skin-tight pinstripe, purple. Skin tight, purple platypus's skin tight, pinstripe, purple platypus's.
Oh, what a sight to see! Hey, hey. I said, well, honey, this ain't no good. Dancing with him, and I'm wishing I could. I mean, dance with you like he's doing now. She just kept on dancing. Hey, hey. We started home and I was mad as fuck. She snuggled up to me and I stopped the car. She kissed me once and first thing I knew, I wasn't mad anymore.
Oh, the skin-tight pinstripe, purple platypus's pinstripe, skin-tight, purple platypus's skin-tight pinstripe, purple
platypus's built like a fiddle with a wiggle in the middle and a skin-tight pinstripe.
Blow it, Kylie. for your top. Well, you're out of date and you won't rate if you can't bop and ride. While we stay in style, that's where you learn to bop. Hey, bop!
Sam likes jam, and jam likes Sam. They get along like apple and pie. Sam gets fatter eating the jam, and the jam gets harder to buy. A guy named Kelly makes the jelly in a purple grotto on Mars. He ships the stuff to his good friend Sam in cosmocomical jars. Now, jam is great for putting on weight, but Martian jelly is the most. Sam ain't little no more. No, ma'am. He reaches from coast to coast. While Mars exports it, Sam imports it. It's making all the local jelly makers sore. What worries me is a jam like this could lead to a Martian war. Watch out! Yeah, that was Flight Lieutenant McCusick with his rocket tube. You know, Sam, who eats jam all the time, well, you know how big you can get from that. What worries me, he won't talk about stars or planets or anything. All he says is,
jam? How about some ham with my jam?
You see what complications that could lead to with Sam? While Mars exports it, Sam imports it. He's making all the local jelly makers sore. What worries me is a jam like this could lead to a Martian war. You know what I mean. No? Oh. Well, now, if you take jam and ham, then you don't have any more jam, because what you have is jam and ham. Jam and ham. Yeah, well, that sounds pretty good.
Back again we are, and I'm here to tell you what I've been doing to you and why. I don't know why, but it's just, like I said, this is all stuff that I just bumped into me when I was trying to get out of the way, and I'm serious about that. This is all stuff I just found in the last day or so. We started with Jerry Samuels, that's right. Better known, of course, as Napoleon the 14th. That was called This is Planet Earth. I have no idea where that came from. The Jive 5 after that from 1961, People from Another World. This is left over from our space show a couple weeks ago. Was it last week?
I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, it was last week. Boy, I tell you, time flies. People from Another World, Jive 5. Spaceman was a cover of a break-in by done there by Steve Allen, Jazzbo Collins, and Alan Freed. Of course, you remember Alan Freed and Jazzbo and Steve Allen. Yes, I've never heard a cover of a break-in before, and that's what that is. The phrase craze was Dickie Robinson. Of course, it was never really a craze that much. If you're not sure why, go back and listen to it again. You'll see exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Dickie Robinson was a DJ at WDRC, which I can't remember where that is now. From 1965, that was. Jeff Barry, after that, the other Carole King, Jeff Goffin, Jeff Barry trio there. I don't know if they worked together, but anyway. The Face from Outer Space, that was. Followed by the Talon Brothers, I Think There's Something Sleeping in My Refrigerator, from 1966. Dedicate that to all of you who had to throw out half of your food after our couple of days power outage here in Maine. And then we heard our two mysterious friends again. Sheldon Allman again first, Little Black Things, and then Thurl Ravenscroft, I Ain't Afraid. After that, the Collins Kids, Larry and Laurie, who were the most amazing thing ever. That was the Rockaway Rock. Skin Tight, Pinstriped Purple Petal Pushers was Sheb Woolley from 1961, followed by Bob and Ray. No, not that Bob and Ray. Come on, get your head out of the gutter. That was Shorty Shorty from Bob and Ray, as opposed to Bob ampersand Ray, okay? Simon Crum after that, who was really Ferlin Husky, and that was the Bopcat Bop song. You got that? And then JoJo Williams, the Rock and Roll Boogie, followed by Jazzbo Collins and Sam. So, like I said, we've had a little controversy with Thurl Ravenscroft and Sheldon Allman. I have one in the next set here, two more for you, and you tell me who it is. I'm not going to tell you. And then we have another one. All right, I'll see you next week, okay? Come on, right back here again. Thank you.
Well, I had a little girl with little golden curls, and I loved her so tenderly. But then one night we had a fight, and these words she said to me.
Big Jack, don't come back.
Don't ask me out again, for I'm in love with another boy, and I'm afraid this is the end. Oh, little lovely girl with the little golden curls, I said to her that night, "Don't break my heart, don't let us part, or I'll have to act in spite." And she said,
"Big Jack, you're a quack,
and I'm a rich man's dream. And if you don't leave this house right now, I'm afraid I'm going to scream." So I took my little girl with her little golden curls, and I held her so tenderly, then cut her throat from ear to ear. I'm Jack the Ripper, you see. Got her. Are you Mary Clark?
Open the doors and let all the little ones in. Don't make them wait. It's a happy time there after today is Children's Day at the morgue. Look at the smiles and red rosy cheeks. Here they come right through the gate. Hear the sound of joyous laughter. Today is Children's Day at the morgue. I love to see them at play, but it moves me to tears. Have to be sure that they don't take away souvenirs. The little dears, there will be ice cream, candy, and cake and balloons. Don't you be late. Come along and bring the family. Today is Children's Day at the morgue. I love to see them at play, but it moves me to tears. Have to be sure that they don't take away souvenirs. The little dears, there will be ice cream, candy, and cake and balloons. Don't you be late. Come along and bring the family. Today is Children's Day. I say it's Children's Day. Hooray, it's Children's Day at the morgue.